The I Love New York campaign, with its distinctive logo featuring a red heart, was a major advertising and promotional innovation in the 1970s when it was created. In fact, says Governor Cuomo and his top economic development aides, it was too successful, and countless other groups and causes have adapted the now iconic image.
It's actually been borrowed, let's say, not to start a legal war, but it's been borrowed, if not appropriated, by other jurisdictions, and we in some ways lost the very brand that we had created.
Cuomo's Economic Development Department hired an advertising firm to refresh the image. David Lubars with the advertising agency BBDO explains that in place of the heart, the ads will feature sketches solicited from the public depicting a New York vacation spot that they particularly like to visit.
Basically, by asking the public to sketch into that logo what they love about New York State.
The spots feature drawings of Niagara Falls, horse racing at Saratoga, and Finger Lakes wine. In the ads, the pen and ink images dissolve to actual footage of those locations.
Summer in New York State has something different for everyone to love.
The state will spend $5 million on television ads as well as on social media. And members of the public will get to participate, too. There will be a drawing contest to submit more pictures of favorite New York summer vacation spots. Cuomo says tourism promotion in the state has languished in recent years, and he says spending money on the ads as well as other promotions will more aggressively boost what is the state's number three industry.
This is all about jobs, jobs, jobs. It's all about getting dollars and tax revenues in our state. And tourism is big business for the state of New York, period.
Peggy Coleman, president of the New York State Destination Marketing Association, says it's been a long time since the state invested money in tourism.
The tourism industry has been waiting for the state to sponsor a campaign of this size and quality.
Governor Cuomo says he once again plans to take his vacation in New York, but he says he won't be appearing personally in any of the ads. After former Governor George Pataki featured himself in a number of promotions for the state, including TV ads to increase enrollment in government-funded health care for the poor, the legislature banned the practice.
Not that I wouldn't have been a significant attraction.
Sorry.
I believe it would have boosted tourism 40% right there.
The governor was joking, but he may have a reason to think his presence in an ad could boost tourism. A Quinnipiac poll found Cuomo has the highest approval rating of any governor since after the terrorist attacks of 9/11. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.